You're tuned to the Rosie on the House Show. We're talking flooring, stone versus porcelain. We're here with Rosie certified partners from East Valley Floors and Houtman's Floor Covering. Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And we're right in the middle of a conversation with Ashley in Peoria. Pets in the home. Vaughn was making the point, or was it Larry, that last week we were talking about the fact that no flooring material manufacturer warranties against dogs. And that's what we're dealing with here. So, Kelly, what can we help with? Help direct Ashley with?
With the floor cover, with carpet and the dogs tearing up, usually it's, you'll see it at doorways. Is that seem to be the case here, Ashley?
I will push this button and she'll be able to answer you. Ashley?
Yes.
Is that the case? You're seeing a lot of edge right at the, all the carpet tear up at the doors?
Yeah, it's actually in, well, three of my doorways, yeah.
Now, why is that? Are they, is that because that's where they're locked in and they're getting out, or why do you see it at doors?
Well, yeah, well, that's, go ahead. Normally, that's where they're trying to get out. You'll see that in, you know, if they're being put up in a room for a period of time or when you leave the house, if they need to get out. Depending on how bad it is, it can be repaired, but usually it would need to be replaced. If it's something, you know, sometimes with carpet, if there's only one small area that's damaged, it doesn't seem worth it to replace the whole floor covering. So you can maybe patch it if you had extra carpet left over or taking something out of like the back of a closet that's not seen and patching the area.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
No manufacturer warranties against dogs.
We could make a living just replacing flooring that's had red Kool-Aid or animal stains on it.
Do you guys own stock in the Kool-Aid company? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U as we continue now to the West Valley to bring Rose into the conversation with, sounds like a little a tile shower is what we're dealing with here. Rose, tell us about your project.
Well, my project has been stalled for several years due to the economy and the fact that we have a floor and a shower area that needs to be tiled. And the floor itself has a large bow in it. But my house is a 35-year-old, two-story tract house. So we're dealing with a floor that had sheet vinyl on it. The floor creaks whenever you walk on it because of the plywood. And I think there's been some water leakage underneath in this floor area around the toilet. So I need somebody to come in and that knows how to handle a second-story floor, what to do with it. I've had several people tell me, oh, you just float cement over it. But if the floor moves, that doesn't seem right. And I've seen something on a TV show called Ditra, where they roll this out underneath, they level, and it can never leak to downstairs. But I can't seem to find anybody here that knows about it.
Larry's got some information for you.
Rose.
Turn on your mic.
Good idea. Okay, Rose, you sound like you have several issues. What you might want to do is give me a call during the week so I can come by and look at your situation and see what you have going on there.
Are y'all familiar with this Wonder
yes.
product? Is it good?
It is. Schluter is the manufacturer, and Dietra is one of their products. And there are guaranteed ways that you will not have a leak on an upstairs if you use the correct products. But so many times people put shortcuts in, and it costs them in the long run a lot, because especially on an upstairs, you can do a lot of damage downstairs as well.
And it could take a long time before you ever see that leak manifest itself. I mean, it could be very slow, and it surprisingly takes a long time to get all the way through all those building materials, especially if it's a shower that's only used, you know, once a day or two or three times a week, just depending on the frequency and who lives upstairs.
Well, and with Rose, right now, we're seeing a minimum of three calls a month on inferior work leaky showers because of the economy in the last 6 years.
You know, and you've been saying how that, you know, one in ten tile showers are going in, the pan's going in wrong for. I've heard that for 20 years.
It's probably more than one in ten. It's one in ten, maybe's done right.
And that's what I meant. That 9 out of 10 were done wrong.
So if Rose, if you'll give us a call, 602-550-3429, I'd be more than happy to come by and look at that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Joe in Tucson, welcome to the program. How can we help you, sir?
Yes, we have travertine tile throughout our house, and it seems to absorb dirt very easily, and it's hard to keep clean. It also chips very easily, and every time we try patching, it doesn't seem to keep the patch very good. And I'm wondering if there's anything you can do to try and make this surface less absorbent and something that can be used for patching whatever chips or holes get established there.
Joe, I'll give you some suggestions. There are two different factors you've got to deal with. One is you're worried about the softness of the top finish and how some of the fill chips out easily. If that's just grout oftentimes is not strong enough to bond real well to travertine because travertine is a higher density. There are different applications you can use. There's a two-part epoxy that you can use to repair, and you can add colorant to that to do a repair where the chips are there. But the reality is, keep in mind that this is a natural stone. And golly, back in the mid-80s, I remember seeing a sign on a wall at one of our supply houses for stone, and it said that the customer came back to the supply house with a complaint, and it said, my tiles are different colors. And the gentleman behind the counter smiled and said, well, let's talk to the man that made it then. And that kind of puts things in perspective. So this is anywhere from 60,000 years to maybe a couple of million years old. So the stone is what it is. It's not going to be impervious, but it is certainly beautiful.
Is there something you can do to try and harden it up a little bit or do something to the surface to make it less absorbent?
Just like the finishes, the top finishes that you're putting on in a liquid state, you can certainly get some high-grade products. Arizona Tile is down in Phoenix, in Tucson. They make a good line of products that are very good for abrasive wear, but that does not address the actual softness of the stone itself.
And like you said, the stone itself, you got to talk to the maker for that. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Kelly, you raised your hand.
Yeah, I was going to say one thing to keep in mind with stone. I mentioned earlier, you want to use a neutral pH cleaner. We've had some few scenarios where homeowners haven't communicated that to the cleaning people, and they'll use something that's not very safe, and that can deteriorate your stone and weaken the surface as well. Etching it on, you know, just by making a ring or something like that, as all the way into deteriorating the surface. We had a beautiful limestone shower we did in Paradise Valley, and I don't know if it was a shaving foam that left a rust ring on the bottom, and the cleaner used CLR. Well, it was limestone has lime in it, and CLR will remove lime as well as the rest. So that doesn't exactly work so well.
Didn't think that one through.
No, so you definitely want to keep in mind that maintaining isn't just about what you're putting on top, but to preserve it, but what you're trying to clean with, that it's not going to wear it down.
Now, what level of depth? I basically caught a little bit of behind-the-scene industry conversation between y'all at that last break. But y'all were talking about just the different tile materials, and you know, whether it's a surface material or whether how far down it's mined, and obviously the farther down it's mined, the more expensive it's going to be. Take me through that.
Well, not tile, but stone.
Stone.
And travertine is made out of calcium and lime under years of pressure. And the deeper it is in the ground, the more it's compacted, the more you're going to pay for it. To the top of the surface is going to be less compaction. It's going to be a softer limestone.
Now, does the guy mining it have like a little 2x2 square, and he's got his little chisel down there, and he's bringing it out? Or what does that guy get an hour?
I don't know, but you know, when you think about it, they cut a cube out that's about 10x20x40, and then they cut it down, and then they process it, and they put it on a ship, and they ship it over here.
And you're actually looking. You're not looking at anything man-made. The only thing man-made about it is the cuts.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, their equipment is about the size of this room, not the size of a chisel.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. One last segment for this Saturday's broadcast, talking floor covering, tile, and porcelain. A couple little final bullet points and some cost averages right after this.